The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Resurrection, good morning and welcome to each and every one of you to Resurrection Power for today. We are welcome to Resurrection Power for today. Today is the 41st day of our 100-day prayer marathon of the Hour of Perazim, the 41st day of 100 days prayer marathon. Some people are doing 120 days. You are welcome once again. This morning, I welcome each and every one that is already online. Yes, those who are yet to join. And I want to congratulate those of you who were able to do the midnight one. I congratulate Pastor Roger and Pastor Prince and our technician for the midnight. Yes, who stood in the gap this morning. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja and our technician, Boja Worldwide Enoch, coming to you from Destiny TV or Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny, located at Pig Farm Down or Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. We are coming your way as vessels that the Holy Spirit is going to use to lead us into prayer. We are here this morning to be empowered. Yes, Jesus said each day has its own troubles. So we are here to be empowered. To be empowered. We take an exhortation. Sometimes the exhortation is elaborate, sometimes it is very short, and then we pray on the exhortation. This week, we are fixing our atmosphere. The theme is fixing my atmosphere. You can make it, I am fixing my atmosphere. I am fixing my atmosphere. Or fixing my atmosphere. Or let my atmosphere be fixed. Kalu karato skatiki basite. You see, it is good to repeat scriptures. Because the written word of God is the mind of God, is the intention of God, is the breath of God. And I tell you that no one can say that I know the Bible. But you can say that I've read through the Bible several times. Since 1991, I read through the Bible every year. Since 1991. And I can tell you that the most mysterious document that has been written is the Bible. Because every year, when I read every verse, I get a new revelation. That is what really confirms to me that the Bible is a living book, especially when you are reading it in the Spirit, with the leadership of the Holy Spirit. It's not a difficulty. You just say, Holy Spirit, this is your breath. You utter these words. Holy Spirit, as I read, teach me. Open my eyes. Open my mind. Open my heart. Give me insight and revelation. Let me understand the message that you are getting across to me. That is all. That is all. And the Holy Spirit will teach you. We continue to read this morning Daniel chapter 10 from verse 7 to 12. Daniel 10, 7 to 12. I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. The men with me did not see it, but sad terror overwhelmed them that they fled and hid themselves. So I was left alone, gazing at this great vision. I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale, and I was helpless. Then I heard him speaking, and as I listened to him, I fell into a deep sleep, my face to the ground. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I'm about to speak to you and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. I will continue from verse 12 down. Then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I've come to respond. I've come in response to them. 30, but the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. While he was saying this to me, I bowed my face toward the ground and was speechless. Then one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I opened my mouth and began to speak. I said to the one standing before me, I am overcome with anguish because of the vision, my Lord, and I am helpless. How can I, your servant, talk with you, my Lord? My strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe. Again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. Do not be afraid, O man, highly esteemed. He said, peace, be strong now. Be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. Since you have given me strength. So he said, do you know why I have come to you? Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia. Get fine. This is verse 20. This is the scripture I'm looking for which we have read this far. So he said, do you know why I've come to you? Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia. And when I go, the prince of Greece will come. But first, I will tell you what is written in the book of truth. No one supports me against them except Michael, your prince. Please, let's start from this verse 20 and 21. We are fixing our atmosphere. The atmosphere in a layman's term is just the air around you as you are sitting right now. The air around you that you don't see what is going on around you. Sometimes it includes your environment. Even the air in your environment. That is your atmosphere. But we are talking about spiritual atmosphere. Things that you don't see. But they are real. Beloved, what pertains in your atmosphere is what actually happens to you here on earth. In fact, your thoughts. For some days past, I was battling with things. I said, my God, what is this? Where from this? Seeing dead people, dead. I mean, things that I have never seen in about 20 years' time. They were just coming. And I was battling. Do you know? That is what is in the atmosphere. The Lord was telling me that when you are climbing into a certain realm, you need to clear some things. There are devils in every realm. So that is the realm. What is in that realm? It means that you have entered a certain realm. It is not always when you dream and you see death that is dangerous. No, it means something must die in you. There are various meanings of dreaming and seeing the dead. But the dangerous one, let me just explain the dangerous one. When the dead person calls you that, come, let's go. That one is this death for you. Pray against it. When the dead person is telling you, come, let's go, follow me. Or if dead person is calling you, it means that death is actually what? Calling you. That's the most dangerous of all. Any dream you have, which no dead person has called you and say, come, it has a positive meaning or a negative meaning. And the negative meaning is not death. No. People have been saying, when I dream and I see the dead, it means that no. Sometimes seeing the dead means that something must die in you. Let the past go. The past is still holding you. The past is still overshadowing you. That's why you are not moving on. Sometimes it is just in your subconscious mind. You keep remembering the person. And so it plays back. Sometimes God is telling you to continue the work of that person, especially if the person was a good person, the ministry of the person, the assignment of the person. Yes, God is telling you, continue with the assignment. Sometimes too, there is something you didn't do for the person. Yes, you didn't do something for the person. So you are being reminded that you did not take care. You were not involved. So this said, oh, I don't want to divert myself. Now listen, church. We are talking about atmosphere. Daniel was in Iran. And when Daniel started praying to understand Jeremiah chapter 29, there's a scripture in Jeremiah 29, I think verse 12 or so, that expressly stated that their captivity in Babylon will be 70 years. But 70 years has come and nothing was happening. So Daniel decided to fast and pray to understand why. The Bible said that the very day that Daniel started praying, yesterday, God gave me a message. A message on commanding your harvest to manifest now. Why should we expect answers now? Beloved, don't pray into the future. Whilst you are praying, be ready for the answer. Pray for the expectation right now. Because in the spiritual realm, in the supernatural realm, there is no future in the supernatural realm. The supernatural realm has no future. The supernatural realm has only one day. It is only once. No future. The future is only here on earth. So the moment Daniel started, look, all our prayers as students of God, let me tell you, they are reaching heaven immediately. Isaiah 65:24. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will listen. Isaiah 65:25-24. Before they call, I will do what? I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will do what? I will listen. That's what the devil used to cheat us. So we are always praying into the future. We are always hoping. It is good to hope. Look, our hope is in the millennium. But we are in the now. The future is now. Our hope is not in the millennium. That is why you can command your harvest now and be expectant. Please, look, let me tell you. Most of us here have children. When you have a child who asks for a bicycle or a toy, and then at dawn, children, some of them wake up very early, especially when you have promised them something. They will come and tap you and say, Daddy, my bicycle. You say, yesterday you told me my bicycle. Look, when you close work and you are going home, you are calculating what you tell the child. I'm telling you. That because you know that the child will ask you. You know that sometimes they are waiting at the gate. Especially when they have come from school and the house help has gone to pick them and they are around playing. Look, some of them, they know the time daddy or mama should come home. Oh, they are playing outside. Immediately they see they are running. Do you know why they are running? There are mothers and fathers here. They embrace you. The first thing they will mention is your toy. The first thing they will mention is that thing they have asked. Is it true or false? That is it. So you see, because that child is expectant, you are also alert. I'm telling you, when God knows that we are expectant of what we are praying, Heaven is always alert. We must pray with expectations. Our prayer should be what? Expectant. We must pray for the answer for now. It does not mean that if it doesn't happen now, God has no. It should start from now and then tomorrow. We are still expecting it. We are still expecting it. We are still expecting the change. Look, before you realize the change, the turnaround has happened and you are not even aware.
Amen.
I am telling you, that is how we create a miracle atmosphere. A miracle atmosphere is an expectant atmosphere. You are even celebrating. Why is it that when we go to church, message is coming, we are sowing the seed on the altar. We are connecting. That altar is Jacob's ladder. The altar is connected to heaven. It's a bridge. It's the link to the supernatural. So we are thanking God in advance. We are accepting the word. That is why, even on us, we are declaring these things right now. Some people say, Momo, I sow into this word. I sow into this prayer. That is it. That is it. Expectancy. They are expecting. We should be expectant. That is what inspires such actions of sowing. It is our expectation. And you see, don't let your expectation go down. Never. The fact we are talking about is that the moment Daniel started praying and the moment we pray, our prayers reach heaven. Look, heaven, there is no distance. So heaven is inside you. It's a realm that we carry. It is inside us. Heaven is a realm. Look, we are in heaven. We are seated with Jesus in the heavenly places, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Yes, our citizenship is from where? Heaven. Philippians 3:20. Our citizenship is in heaven. It's in heaven. We are kingdom members. We are representing the kingdom here on earth. So you are carrying heaven with you. You are carrying your miracle, your testimony. So actually, the prayers we are praying to ourselves. Even though we are praying to God, it's a mystery indeed. But you know, why didn't the answer happen that very day? Something was happening in the air. There was a battle in the atmosphere. Because every nation has a demon. The devil has positioned a demon over every nation, just as God has an angel over every nation. The more prayer that is going on in that nation, the more righteous people, right people are living in that nation, that tells whether the angel over the nation or the principality over the nation will rule. And anything that can, not only the nation, you know, suburbs, Kotobami, Pig Farm, Malata, Nima, Agbogoloshi, Ashalaja, Mile 7, North Kaneshi, Dansoma, Dakuma, Airport Residential, all these places, they have principalities. Achimota, wherever there is a principality in that area. Once it has a name, there is a demon and also an angel. There is a demon and an angel. Battles are always going on. Look, in your office, where your office is located, your office itself, any place where work is going on. But you see, that's why we should never stop praying. Yesterday, God was giving me a message that I need to preach on this. So today, I will not go in too much. But you see, Daniel did not stop praying. He didn't stop praying. He kept on. And because Daniel persevered in prayer, Angel Michael came to assist him to fight Angel Gabriel, who was bringing the answer. Because the principality was too strong for Gabriel. Gabriel is not a fighter. Gabriel is a messenger. Michael is a fighter. But Gabriel didn't know that he was going to meet a fight. So quickly, God sent Michael, go and help Gabriel. And after they have fought, the reason why I started from verse 20 and 21 is that, look, I was looking for this verse. I was going to ask somebody that There is somewhere it is written, oh my God, sometimes when you read the Bible too much, sometimes it blows your head. You see, look at verse 20. So he said, do you know why I have come to you? This is Angel Gabriel speaking. Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia. So it means that even though Michael has come to help him to conquer and bring down the answer, the prince of Persia hasn't left there. He is still there. The prince of Persia, he's still there. Iran. Persia is the present-day Iran. He's still there in the atmosphere. He's still there. And when I go, the prince of Greece will come. You see, the prince of Greece is coming to help. Just as Michael came to help Gabriel, the prince of Greece is also coming to help the prince of Persia. To block who? Gabriel. To block Gabriel from going back. Because if Gabriel should go back to heaven, he will come down again with the answers. Beloved, this exposition should teach us never to cease praying. Jesus said in Luke chapter 18 from verse 1, the Bible said that Jesus spoke this parable to teach us not to stop praying. He spoke this parable to teach us that we should not stop praying. I'm just paraphrasing. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Yes. He spoke a parable to the effect that we should not stop praying because of these things. Yes. Greece, the prince of Greece. So at that time, the prince of Greece will leave and come to Iran. Look at the distance. Take your map and look at it. But in the spiritual realm, there is no distance. I was going to say that, then that day, all the believers' prayers in Greece, they will be answered immediately because the prince of Greece has left. So the answers will come immediately. You see, somebody should say spiritual collaboration.
Spiritual collaboration.
Say spiritual collaboration.
Spiritual collaboration.
Look, somebody should write it down for me. Spiritual, there are spiritual collaborations. I am telling you, there are spiritual collaborations. Spirits collaborate. This is, we call spiritual collaborations. Yes. Michael came to assist Gabriel against the prince of Persia. Now, the prince of Greece has also come to assist the prince of Persia. Makaratakaya. That is why the Christian, you must live a righteous life. Please, don't just worship God for what you want to. You belong to God. Let your lifestyle, I laugh at some people. I laugh at them. They are only praying to get what they want. But they say, God, leave me alone. You lie. You are a bona fide property. You can't live anyhow. You can't do anything with your body and your life. Your lifestyle must go with your prayer. There must be an alignment. You are praying to God, the words you are praying and the life you lead, the thoughts that you think, the words you speak, your language, it must flow. It must be all in alignment. Because of what? Spiritual collaborations. So that you don't give the devil the legal ground to have a legal ground. When you are praying, have a forgiving heart. Have a forgiving heart. Like I was talking about seeing the dead. Sometimes God is telling you, forgive those people. Let certain things get out of you. Some things must die out of you. Yes. They must die. They must let go. Yes. So all these things, they go together. In fact, some news I have heard. You know, we are praying that three things will happen. Oh, there will be confessions. There will be what? Restoration. And there will be separation. Yes. And remember that hidden things will be unveiled. You remember that point? That this August, hidden things will be unveiled. I am telling you, God is just revealing people. He is revealing. We are getting information. Information about people. Some people that we are praying for. Some people that are, I mean, we are just getting physical information and spiritual information about why answers are not coming. My God, people will not come to you as a pastor and tell you the truth. No. I lost my job, but they will not tell you certain things they have done. They will not tell you. They will not tell you. May God give every Christian the spirit of discernment. Amen. I am telling you, things are just popping up. God is just unveiling hidden things, hidden secrets of people. And you know, that is helping us. Some people, they only need counseling. Your prayers has reached heaven. Because God is the God who answers prayer, it is his responsibility to release the answer. But you know, your lifestyle is going to cause the priest. Your lifestyle, your language, your mindset is going to empower the priest. It's going to empower the priest in the air to block the delivery angel. I am telling you. So your lifestyle serves as an altar. Look, every spirit must have an altar on earth. Every spirit, there must be an altar and there must be an agent. This is the trinity of the supernatural. The trinity of the supernatural. The supernatural itself, the altar on earth, and the agent that operates that altar. We are the altars. You are an agent. Your lifestyle is an altar. The words you speak is an altar. Your mindset is an altar. It's an altar. When I see people going for prayer meeting, they jump from here to here, jump from here to here, jump from here to here. They are looking for solution. When the solution is already with you, when you are the problem, you yourself, you are the problem. You are the problem. These days, when people bring people that I should pray for, I ask them, how many places have you gone? Because I don't want to be one of those places. Some will open up. In fact, I have really gone round. I said, okay. Then give me time to pray about you. Maybe it's counseling you need. Maybe it's you yourself. You are the problem. So give me time. I will call you. Give me your number. That's all. You are carrying so... You think... People are going to the mountain here, going, yes, I am not saying don't go, please. When the Lord leads you, go. But if you think that there is a solution anywhere, you lie. The solution starts from you. The solution starts out from you. From you, from you. Your lifestyle, your language, and how you think. And of course, in Luke chapter 10, verse 17 to 19, we will not read. We just want to pray. And then, Zechariah chapter 5, an illustration of a flying scroll. After this, please. Thank you, Mama Esther, in the United States. Thank you, Daddy. God richly bless you. God bless you, Mama Esther. This feedback encourages us so much. Some people will not say anything. They are only listening. But thank God, maybe they are concentrating. Please concentrate. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. I do agree with you, Bishop Edem. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I am telling, look, that is why many people are no more going to church. I'm telling you, because they feel that they have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. What about your lifestyle? They feel that they have given and given and given. Look, you can't buy God. You can't bribe God. You can't bribe God. Yes, you are sowing sin. You are doing this when you are living in sin. When you are holding unforgiveness. Eh? Look, there are principles to live by. You don't know. Look, God has released the answers long time. But there is a collaboration. There is a battle going on. That is why you should not stop. doing what you are doing. Never stop it. But be asking questions. God, please help me. David said, examine me. Examine my heart. Examine me. Check me, Lord. Please, which area should I put in order? Which area should I put in order? Examine me. Yes, like I'm saying. People will come to you and tell you stories. Fine, fine, fine. And my boss, and my this, and my husband, and my wife, and my this, and my that. But when you hear about that person, you say, I pray that the number one gift, in fact, this was the gift I started praying from 1979 when I got born again. Give me the spirit of sensitivity. God, give me the spirit of sensitivity. Give me the spirit of sensitivity. That I don't know the Bible. I don't know that it is called the spirit of discernment. It's the spirit of revelation. There are three. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirit. These are the eye of the spirit. Look, every Christian, you need this. Every pastor, you need this. Otherwise, excuse me, you'll be wasting your time on people so that you give them exact answers, exact solutions. Who tells you that everybody needs prayer? Who tells you? Everybody needs prayer, but prayer without counseling. Sometimes it's counseling. Sometimes you change something small, your husband will change. I am telling you. You change something small, your husband will change. I am telling you. Like this testimony I was giving, on Sunday, about this pastor's son. I didn't give all. Sometimes we just cut things. There was something the father started doing. Yes. You do something small, your wife will change. Your wife will change. I'm telling you. You begin to see certain things you haven't seen before. Yes. Somebody's husband online, very, very close to me. I will not say whether it's my sister or my brother. When I say very close to me, sometimes it is a bloodline, it is something. Yes. The person just did something. The husband just changed. The husband just changed. I say, hey, stop talking. A cousin of mine is online right now. She's online. I say, look, this thing, do this. That was all. Don't talk again. And the more she was doing that thing, the man was, she will come and say, brother, the thing is not working. I say, hey, I say, continue that. Everything has a seed. When you sow a seed, it takes time to germinate. Continue. One day, she woke up and the husband was not in the room. Then she was hearing noise, somebody crying. She came to the hall. The husband has knelt down and was crying. He said, what is happening to you? They've been having some argument. The husband will not mind. She went back into the room. The husband got up, later came and knelt down on the bed. Said, please, I want to talk to you. I don't know what was using me. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry all that I've done. Please forgive me. Take me to your pastor. Big man, will take me to your pastor. Take me to your pastor today as I'm talking. As I'm talking, that man is a deacon. That man is a deacon in a Pentecostal church. What are you talking about? When we are praying, please ask God, what should I do? Sometimes you are eating at the wrong time. Sometimes you are eating wrong food today. Many women, fibroid, this, that. What are you seeing on your body? Why is that women are just having fibroid? Medical, they will tell you things. But let me tell you, check what you are using on your body. Ask the Holy Spirit. What food am I eating? That is not good for me. What pomade am I using? What perfume am I using? What so and so? Ask the Holy Spirit. He will tell you. Some men have become sexually weak. Why? Check whether you are taking too much sugar. Yes. Whatever you are doing to yourself, don't just pray. Somebody begin to thank the Lord right now. Today we'll go our time up to 7:15. We'll take 15 minutes of your time. Libaba lokotoke ba lokotoke le bara. Libaba reketeke babo rokotoke bara. Libaba leketeke ba reketeke baro. Libaba leketeke broto ratakusha. Le prekete ke baroko to kabante le bakaranto kaste. Ma shekete ke baroko to ke balekete ke baroko. Le papalekete ke baroko to kabalekete ke baroko. Le prekete ke baroko to kabante. Wasikelekete rekete ke barakata kabale. Balekete ke baroko to kabalekete ke baroko to. We give you glory. Father, we thank you, O God, for this revelation.
We
thank you, Father God, for your word.
We thank you for the powerful exposition of your word. Thank you, Father, for the exposition of your word. Thank you for the exposition of your word. Thank you for the exposition of your word. Thank you for the exposition of your word. We are so grateful, Lord, opening our mind, for the Bible says that the entrance of your word is
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, Zechariah chapter 5, from verse 1, when you, a flying scroll in the atmosphere. This was a curse that God released. It was flying in the air, but people were not seeing because it is spiritual, it is supernatural. And it is supposed to enter into people's world. This was God's judgment to enter into the house of the thieves and those who tell lies. That was in Judah. God's own people who have misbehaved, God is judging them. This is not the enemy. God is judging his own people. And a scroll, on one side, it has been written. Another side, it has something has been written. So what is written on the other side, it will work. But you see, we are using this scripture because the devil imitates God. The devil mimics God. That's why Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says we should also mimic God. God always speaks into situations. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. And let there be light, and there was light. That's how we are supposed to speak. God calls things that are not as though they were. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. He calls things that are not as though they were. We are also supposed to call things into being. That's how we are supposed to mimic God. Or to imitate God. But you see, the devil imitates God. So once there is a flying scroll, it means that in the realms of the spirit, there are demonically flying things. Flying things. Flying things. Yes, flying death. A sheet of covering of death. When you read Isaiah 25, verse 6 to 8. Isaiah 25, verse 6 to 8. Verse 6, God promised them a banquet. A banquet, merrymaking, a feast on earth. That was the promise that God made. That situations are going to be sad, that people are going to celebrate. People are going to be joyful. But in verse 7, there was a sheet of covering. Oh, a sheet of covering, a cloud of covering in the atmosphere. That is to block the atmosphere that God has released to manifest on earth. In verse 8, what was that sheet of covering? Death, disgrace, tears. So until the sheet of covering is removed, verse 6 can never manifest. That is the atmosphere. From now, we are dealing with, we are fixing our atmosphere. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
And by the blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus.
And in the power of the Holy Spirit.
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
Any secret object. Or bad omen fly in my atmosphere. Any secret, satanic,
demonic
object,
curse,
bad omen, incantations,
invocations,
spells,
and charms,
flying in my atmosphere.
I cast down
by blood and by fire.
In a secret object, satanic and demonic object.
In a bad omen.
In a curse.
In a projection.
Flying in my atmosphere.
Cast down.
cast down.
Be cast down.
Be cast down.
Be cast down.
Be cast down.
I 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 cast down.
Cast down right now. Cast down.
Any flying object.
Any satanic and demonic.
Flying thing.
Flying object.
Yes, in my atmosphere. In my atmosphere. In the name of Jesus Christ,
I cast you down right now.
I cast down right now.
I cast down
in the name of Jesus.
I
cast down by the blood of Jesus. I cast down by the Holy Ghost fire.
Because because down.
Be cast down. Amen.
Before we continue, I don't want to be breaking, but the Holy Spirit will just prompt something. Please listen, church, beloved, wonderful people of God. Be plain with God. If there is, you can't forgive, tell God that, please, I can't forgive.
Mm-hmm.
It's too difficult for me. Lord, help me. Holy Spirit, I've been praying some prayers. I say, God, help me to forgive so, so, and so. I say, God, if it is my own will, I want this person to die. I want this person to scatter. But Lord, please help me. Help me. Help me to know how to handle this situation. Help me to know how to handle this situation, Lord. Help me. Of course, when God is leading you to pray some prayer, please pray. You just pray. Pray. If the Holy Spirit is leading you to pray some prayer, just pray and leave the consequences to God, because He is leading you. But physically, I'm talking about physical things. Look, sometimes it's difficult to forgive your husband. It's difficult to forgive your wife. Tell God, I find it difficult. Holy Spirit, please help me. Give me a forgiving heart. Because we are living together. Hey, how? That is your destiny partner. You can't do anything. The two of you, you have formed a compound that can never be changed. It's like two chemicals mixed together. That's how marriage is. God was showing marriage. The reason why He said divorce is not good. When you divorce, the other person is in you forever. Any person you go and marry, you are married with that person. So you are married actually two people now. That's why divorce is not so good. Yes, even though conditions sometimes can cause it, but I'm telling you, it is not so a good thing. But when there are abuses beyond that one, it is better that Osinachi. Nigerian, what is happening to me? It's better that Osinachi thing doesn't happen to you. You get out. Yes, that is my stand. So right now, so you see, as we are praying, if there is a lifestyle, you can't, look, sometimes I see people coming to tap the altar. I know them. I know them. I laugh. You can't bribe God. You cannot bribe God. When you are living a kind of life, you cannot bribe God. I am telling you, you can't bribe him. You continue touching altar for 100 years. They will bury you, and then you will go. Change something. Whilst you are connected to the altar, change something. And for those who are living right, please, and yet you are not seeing anything, continue to pray. Don't give up. Please, don't give up. Don't give up or press on all the good things you are doing. Please, continue. Because a mind-boggling breakthrough and change is coming that will shock you yourself. God is going to embarrass you. Yes. So we are praying now. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Spirit,
I dislodge
my atmosphere of any evil and wicked
occupant.
I dislodge any wicked and evil
occupant
in my atmosphere by the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost fire. I evacuate you by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the blood of Jesus Christ.
I evacuate
ancestral principality, family principality,
family strong man,
environmental principality. Occupy my atmosphere. With the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost fire. I dislodge you. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ,
any demon, any force,
any element
of darkness,
any power,
any evil spirit,
occupy my atmosphere,
taking residence
in my atmosphere,
with the blood of Jesus Christ,
and the power of the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I evacuate, I eject, I cast you down.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any demon. any demon,
any force,
any force,
any element
of darkness,
any power,
any spirit
in my atmosphere, that has a name,
and manifesting
itself,
in my daily life,
in my daily situation,
here on earth.
Today,
I set the supreme name,
of Jesus Christ,
against you. I set the supreme name of Jesus. Any affliction
in my life, any battle, in my life, any challenge, any difficulty, any disgrace,
any disease,
any
disaster,
any sickness,
any spirit,
any suffering,
any sadness,
any problem,
any trouble.
That has a name. In my atmosphere. And manifesting. In my life.
Any disappointment.
The spirit of disappointment.
The spirit of stagnation.
The spirit of loneliness.
The spirit of delay.
That has a name.
In my atmosphere.
And manifesting.
Same.
In my life.
Today,
I set the supreme name of Jesus Christ against you. I set the word of God against you. I set the Holy Ghost against you. I set the Holy Ghost against you. I set the blood.
I receive the blood of Jesus against you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say any witch.
Any wizard.
Any occultic.
Any satanic.
any occultist,
any occultist, any satanist
in my family,
in my family,
in my workplace,
in my workplace,
in my office,
in my office,
in my neighborhood,
in my neighborhood,
operating,
operating
any
demon
power,
power,
spirit,
spirit
that has a name,
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 operating,
operating
any charm,
any spell
that has a name,
that has a name.
Let's start again. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any witch.
Any witch.
Any wizard.
Any wizard.
Any occultist.
Any occultist.
Any satanist.
Any satanist.
In my family.
In my family.
In my father's
house. In my father's house.
In my mother's house.
In my mother's house.
In my workplace.
In my workplace.
In my office.
In my office.
In my neighborhood.
In my neighborhood.
Operating,
operating
any demon,
any power, any spirit,
any charm,
any spell
that has a name,
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 that has a name.
I said the name of Jesus.
I said the name of Jesus against you.
I said the name of Jesus.
I said the name of Jesus.
I said the name of Jesus against you.
I said the name of Jesus.
I said the name of Jesus against you.
I said the name of Jesus.
I said the blood of Jesus against you.
I said the blood of Jesus.
I said the blood of Jesus against you.
I said the blood
I
of
said
Jesus
the word of God
you.
Against you.
I said the word
I said
of,
God, the
God,
against
the word of God
against
you. The word of God
says. I said the word
no
of God which says.
No weapon
prosper. That is formed
no
against me shall prosper. Yes, shall prosper.
Against me shall prosper.
I said that word.
I said that word.
I said that word against you.
I said that word against you.
I said the Holy Ghost against you.
I said the Holy Ghost
against you.
I said the Holy Ghost against you.
The prayer is working.
I said the name of Jesus against you.
Any situation you are going through right now.
Any situation, yes,
yes, yes. Said the name. Said the name. I said to you, any situation in your marriage,
situation in my marriage,
any situation
in my life,
in your life,
yes, so Lord.
In your health, any
in
sickness,
my health, yes,
any
Lord.
Disease,
yes. Any disease
that has a name,
that has
said
a
the
name.
Name of Jesus, said the name of Jesus,
said
the name of Jesus,
I said the name of Jesus,
said the name of Jesus,
I said the name of Jesus,
any thought,
yes, Lord,
that is tormenting you,
any thought that
is tormenting you,
any thought that has occupied my mind,
any thought that has occupied your mind, that is tormenting you,
I said. The name
any
of Jesus
thought,
against
any thought,
you.
Any thought,
any thought,
any thought that
any
occupies my mind,
yes,
any
Lord.
Evil thought
any
that
thought
occupies my mind,
occupies
any
my
evil
mind.
Thought, any
yes,
evil thought,
I said the name
I
of Jesus,
I said the name of Jesus
against you.
I said the name of Jesus.
I said the name of Jesus.
I said the name of Jesus
against you.
And I said the word of God.
I said the word of God against you.
I have the mind of Christ.
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 I carry the mind of Christ.
I carry
the mind of Christ.
Let the mind of Christ overthrow that thought.
Let the mind of Christ overthrow that thought.
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 Cast down that thought.
Cast down that thought.
Let the mind of Christ
cast down that thought.
Cast down that thought.
Cast down that
thought.
That is tormenting me.
That is tormenting me.
That is tormenting me.
Let the evil thought. That is tormenting me.
Yes, yes.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Let the name of Jesus.
Let the name of Jesus.
Cast
it down. Cast it down.
Cast it down,
cast it down, cast it down, cast it down,
cast it down,
cast it down, cast it down, cast it down,
every evil
imagination
against the knowledge of God. We cast you down.
He cast
you down. Overthrow you.
Cast you down.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. Our last prayer point. We want to fix our atmosphere right now. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
And by the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of
let
Jesus. Let my atmosphere.
Be filled.
Be occupied.
With light.
With light.
With light.
With light.
With miracles.
With miracles.
With miracles.
With miracles.
With testimonies.
With testimonies.
With testimonies.
With testimonies.
With healing.
With healing.
With healing.
With healing.
With fulfillment.
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 With delivery.
With delivery.
With delivery.
Delivery.
With delivery.
With delivery.
With treasure.
With treasure.
With treasure,
with treasure,
with wealth,
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 with billions,
with billions,
with billions,
with billions,
with billions,
with billions,
with silver and gold,
with silver and gold,
with silver and gold,
with silver and gold.
Let my atmosphere
be filled. filled.
Be occupied.
Be occupied.
Be filled.
Be filled.
Be occupied.
Be occupied.
Fill your atmosphere right
yes,
now.
Yes, Lord.
Fill your atmosphere.
Let my atmosphere.
Yes, fill your atmosphere
be,
right
yes,
now
Lord,
with something.
Be
fill
filled
your atmosphere.
Be with filled. Miracles.
Be filled. Be filled with miracles.
Be filled with testimonies. Be filled with breakthroughs. Be filled with promotion. Let my atmosphere be filled with good health, with perfect health, with divine health. Let my atmosphere be filled with timely answers, timely of God rewards, timely rewards, timely answers to my prayers, timeliness, timeliness, fulfillment, peace. Let my atmosphere be filled with 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 joy. Let my atmosphere be filled with courage. Let my atmosphere be filled with strength. Let my atmosphere be filled with zeal. Let my atmosphere be filled, yes, Lord, with dollars, with millions of dollars, millions of millions of CFA, millions of Ghana cedis.
Yes, 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 yes.
Let my atmosphere be filled with millions, with billions, millions and billions of currency.
Let my atmosphere be filled with billions of currency.
Yes, of currency.
Billions of currency.
Billions of
currency.
Let my atmosphere be filled with favor,
with favor,
with grace,
with grace,
favor,
with favor,
grace,
grace,
favor that attracts,
grace that attracts,
grace that attracts,
favor that cannot be ignored.
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 Let my atmosphere
be filled
with fire.
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 With fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Consuming fire.
Consuming fire.
That destroys.
That destroys
the works of darkness.
Destroy the works
of darkness.
The works of darkness.
Let my atmosphere
be filled
with dominion.
With dominion.
With dominion.
With dominion.
Dominion.
With dominion.
With dominion. That wherever I am.
That wherever I am.
I am in charge.
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 Let my atmosphere
be filled with
goodness
and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
With goodness and mercy.
Let my atmosphere
be filled
with favor.
With favor.
With favor.
With favor.
With favor.
With favor.
With favor,
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 that wherever I am,
wherever I am,
I don't need,
I don't
to introduce myself,
introduce myself,
I don't need,
I don't
to advertise myself,
but
the favor of God will make a way for me,
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 will make a way
for me, the grace of God, the grace of God,
make a way for me,
will make a way for
me, make a way for me,
will make a way for me,
make a way for me,
will make a way for me,
make
a way for me, make a way for me, make a way for me, the power of God will make away from me
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, I secure my atmosphere.
I secure my atmosphere.
I secure my atmosphere.
I secure my
with the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
I secure. I secure.
And with the Holy Ghost fire.
I secure. I secure.
I secure.
I secure. I secure.
I secure.
I secure.
I secure. I secure. I secure.
I secure.
I secure. I secure.
I secure. I secure.
My atmosphere.
I secure. I secure. 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 Secure.
I secure my atmosphere. The
atmosphere
of my
the blood of Jesus Christ.
I secure.
I secure. I secure. I secure.
The atmosphere.
My personal atmosphere. Of my office,
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 of my office, of my office, of my office, of my office, of my office,
of my office,
of my office, of my office, of
my office, of my office, of my office, of my office, of my office, of my office, of my office,
I secure my day.
I secure my coming in.
I secure my
food and my water.
I secure my food and my water. I secure my interactions.
I secure my interactions.
Everything I touch to
I secure,
I secure,
I secure my life. Let Baba my going out to my coming in everything. I secure the doorways into my mind,
into my soul,
into my spirit,
into my spirit, into every aspect of my life. Thank
my marriage, my husband, my wife,
yes,
my home,
Lord.
My children.
My children.
In Jesus'
my home,
mighty
my
name.
My marriage, my home.
My food and my water,
my food
I secure.
And my water, I secure.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.